Thanks for coming out, leaving your homes and your work and your children to be here. I was thinking today that if I could pull a common thread in my work and my talks, I would say that it's about being mindful. And we're here to be mindful together tonight. My audiences, and when families come in my office, there's often an anxiousness about them and they want an answer from me. And I'm going to ask you to sit back and relax. You get a long time for questions and answers. But I notice my audience can sometimes feel impatient, like, what's the answer? I need to know what to do with my kid. And I have a trick to tell you about. If you learn to be mindful, you know when you're driving a car for the first time or in a new town or you get a new job or you're at a cocktail party and you have to watch your manners and you have to be mindful? In our homes, with our families and our kids, we're the least mindful and the most prone to be reactive and to respond without thinking. And to manage people in an office or to be a teacher, to be an effective manager and an effective partner in our marriage and an effective teacher, we need to be mindful. And that means doing what you're doing tonight, coming out to be introspective and to think about anger. We can be mindful about anger, and my hope is to take the psycho out of the psychology of anger. This lecture series is called Taking the Psycho Out of the Psychology of Everyday Living. And I listed, and I'll in a minute tell you all the different forms and kinds of anger that I witnessed this week or saw in my office, because it's part of our everyday life. And it's an important part of our life. And if we wouldn't be so afraid of it, and if I can embrace it with you tonight and we can examine it and be mindful, it's when you step back and you can think about something and be less afraid of it, particularly anger, that you will indeed become a more effective parent and manager when anger rears up, either in yourself or somebody else. And in fact, if we're always kind of working on what buttons are getting pushed and how we respond to our anger or to someone else's anger, we're going to be all the better for our children. It's not just something our children need to learn to regulate and pay attention to. We all have to pay attention to it. And we don't just pay attention to it once when the flames get high and we're hurt. We should be kind of paying attention and being mindful and wakeful all the time. Sounds like a lot of work, but it's actually more work to be kind of asleep, reactive. And you know when you're a reactive parent and you sort of react without thinking, it's actually much more exhausting and drainful because you find yourself in binds or you get in predicaments with your kids where you end up feeling quite helpless. And as I said in the parenting talk, they escalate and then you escalate, then they went up and then you went up and there you both are. And it's actually much more draining than being mindful.